This is interviewing Carolyn Crowley, LadyLaw.com. Okay, so Carolyn, go ahead and why don't you just, where did you go to law school? Let's start with that. Start from the beginning.
Undergrad at University of Maryland, and I went to law school at American University in Washington, D.C.
Okay, and what kind of law do you practice?
I do exclusively injury work, okay. Nothing else.
And what attracted you to that law?
Well, the truth is my little brother is injured from a motorcycle accident and he's disabled. And that occurred when he was in high school before I even went to law school. So I went to law school, started taking those motorcycle accident cases because there's a lot of prejudice out there. If someone's on a bike, they deserve to get hurt. When people are in a crosswalk on a walk sign and they get hit by a car, everyone understands that because they get in a crosswalk. And in this country, we say, if you have the legal right and you're within the laws and you get injured by someone else, they're liable for it. Well, motorcycle riders, although a lot of people don't ride motorcycles, are within the laws of this country. And as long as they're abiding by all requirements like helmet laws, sunglass laws, things like that, then they deserve the same rights as someone in a crosswalk that gets injured by a car.
So would you say like you're particularly attracted to the motorcycle cases?
Well, I do all injuries. I do nursing home neglect. I do medical malpractice to some degree. I specialize though in those motorcycle cases because I've been doing it so long and it's kind of my passion. I've made a lot of money for my people, and you know, even when people have alcohol in their system on a motorcycle, if it's not a contributing cause to the accident, it's not admissible in court. In other words, if you're driving a car and you're sitting there drunk at a light and someone rear ends you, you're not liable just because you're drunk. It's not a causing factor of the accident. So if a motorcyclist is sitting at a light, drunk off his rear end, which is not a plus, never a plus, but I know how to contend with that prejudice and deal with it in a way that the judges understand, the juries understand. And that person sitting there drunk on a motorcycle at a red light has the same rights as someone sitting in a car. And when someone rear ends them, the alcohol had nothing to do with it. But so many times you have a driver cut a motorcyclist off. A driver does not have a duty to avoid the accident, okay? You can't say to a grandma, you're 80 years old, you're driving on the road, you should have swerved and avoided that truck, right? And you don't say that to a motorcycle rider either. So regardless of what has happened on the motorcycle accident, anyone should call me. If they've been kicked out by their lawyers, if other people have told them you got no case, give me a call, let me run it through. And it might work out, it might not. It's hard to say, I can't make any promises. But I can say that I will err on the side of accepting the case versus rejecting. Whereas a lot of law firms, as soon as they hear motorcycle, they go, not a great case. And Maryland is a tough state because the plaintiff can't be 1% responsible for the accident. One is two states in the entire country that does that. So they're trying to change it, but it hadn't changed yet.
So the reason why I ask is because your Annapolis famous trucks have you sitting on a motorcycle.
Yes, they do. Well, it's a passion, you know. Yeah. Once you develop a passion for a certain kind of case, I mean, I handle all cases, and I'm very passionate about every client I have. But I do feel there's a prejudice out there against the riders. And so it's hard for me to put those cases down. You know, everyone has clients that they prefer, clients that they don't prefer. But I work extremely hard on every single case I have. I take it to the mat. And you'll find that small law firms that have fewer clients, they have to maximize recovery because nobody pays injury lawyers. What injury lawyers do is they take a third off the top at the end of the case. So since nobody is paying them, all the prices are the same, whether you hire a law firm with 200 cases or a law firm with 25 cases, they all get paid a third off the top. So whatever that number is, let's say one law firm will, what I call, skim the cream and settle a case for 75 when the policy is 100K. I won't do that. I will not only take the easy money, but I will make sure I maximize the recovery on the particular client.
So, do you own any motorcycles?
I actually do not own a motorcycle now. I have a motorcycle license.
Yeah.
But, you know, I handle these cases, and I really am not that competent on a motorcycle. Okay. I'm competent in a courtroom, okay?
Yeah.
But on a motorcycle, not so much.
If you could buy a motorcycle, what kind of motorcycle would you get?
Well, I'm not going to say anything because I got clients that are so venomous on, you know, this kind of, that yeah. kind of motorcycle, whatever it is. I mean, I don't like a big, heavy yeah. motorcycle, whether it's Harley Davidson or yeah. or the, you know, the faster, whatever motorcycles. But what I do is I handle the case how it's supposed to be handled. Like, a lot of people say the younger kids are on, they call them crotch rockets. Well, you have to weed out that kind of prejudice against those type of motorcycles, because not only are they prejudiced against the rider, then they say, oh, well, it's one of those young kids zipping around traffic. And you wouldn't believe it. So many witnesses will give police statements that are inaccurate. And when I go interview the witness and say, well, did you say this? They say, no, I absolutely did not say that. I did not see the motorcycle speeding. I didn't. And then you'll have people that say, I heard the motorcycle speeding. Well, guess what? You can't hear speed. Okay. So they'll, you know, in a police report, they'll say the witness said the motorcyclist was speeding. Then when I talk to the witness, they say, hey, I didn't see anything. Because what happens is when a crash occurs, everybody looks then. And they see a motorcyclist. Oh, I heard him speeding. Not possible. You know, unless you're like the Terminator, you can't hear speed. So some motorcycles are loud, some are not. When people hear a motorcycle, they go, oh, speeding.
Okay, so talk to me more about your these trucks. So first of all, how many are there?
Well, I have 3 trucks.
Okay.
I would love to have 30 of them.
Yeah.
Now, they're a nuisance to some degree, but they got my name out here, and I opened my office in Annapolis 2 years ago.
Okay.
So it did well for me.
Yeah.
You know, I started having judges calling me to come and speak about advertising. Well, I don't really know much about advertising. I just know pretty much you do a good job for one person and he sends you his friends and family, and that's how I've done business for 25 years. But in Annapolis, when I got the trucks, I got one and it got it. Now, I'm saying a good response.
Yeah.
Not everyone's elated about those trucks being in their vicinity, okay? So I try to keep them moving around so nobody gets mad. I always thought about doing a promotion that said, find all 3 Lady Law trucks and win bucks.
Yeah.
And the first of the month, whoever's going to locate all 3 trucks, send me an email with a picture of every one of them, and they get $100. And I'm getting ready to roll that out, but who knows? Yeah. You know, it could be a year from now. Yeah. I'm getting ready to do a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a big following on Facebook about your trucks, and I mentioned earlier the number of people that have passed by while you haven't been here and been like, is she here? Because they all know you from the trucks.
Did you tell them I'm here?
Yeah,
I'm here?
I did. What's the inspiration for, like, the dark eyeliner?
Well, I really didn't have, I didn't handle all of that. You know, you get marketing people that put the thing together. They post the picture that speaks to them, and everybody's different. And I will say, if you had kind of a bland, run-of-the-mill photo, you wouldn't get, people wouldn't be as offended. I mean, people are so hilarious. They're like, that is one scary-looking woman. I'm like, well, don't you want your lawyer a little on the scary side? So one guy said, we drove by and it scared my dog. So, you know, everybody has a different perspective. Yeah. And people say, is it male? Is it female? Yeah. I don't mind. I mean, people are joking around. And usually, quite honestly, hey, how you doing?
I'm
doing an interview.
Okay, sweetie. 5 people.
Okay, that's great. But I'm trying to
I'm interviewing her for the for the web. That's okay. I'll type it up later.
It's okay, Lori.
We can edit it all.
We don't have to edit it out. She's fine. Okay, so anyway, what was I blathering on
about? So we're talking about the truck. So what message do you want to send with the image on the trucks?
If you're injured, ladylaw.com. Yeah. If you're injured, ladylaw.com. If you're injured, ladylaw.com. That's the message. Injury. Whatever injury. And it could be slip and fall. It could be a, you know, honestly, it could be a dog bite. It could be anything. If you're injured, call me. Just go to ladylaw.com and find my phone number. That's the message.
So you said that, you know, it's a little bit scary, and you think, well, don't you want your lawyer a little bit scary? So is that sort of...
Well, I don't know. I'm just joking around.
Maybe a little bit intimidating.
People can be, you know, kind of rude, and they just kind of say things, and they don't do it with intent to hurt me or anything, but they can be a little rambunctious at times. I mean, I get all kinds of messages from people.
Now, you said you opened your law firm 2 years ago.
Correct.
And then how long have you lived in Annapolis?
I grew up in Greenbelt, Maryland, in PG County. Yeah. And I went to Eleanor Roosevelt High School. I was bussed into Mary Bethune Junior High. Yeah. So I'm a Greenbelt gal. Yeah. We call ourselves PG County gals. Yeah. So I was there my whole life. Yeah. I mean, born and raised in Greenbelt. Then I went to Tampa, Florida, and I lived in Tampa, Florida for almost 20 years, but I still practice law in both states.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I was admitted to the Maryland Bar in 1993, okay, and the Florida Bar in 97, and I was also admitted to D.C. in 93.
Yeah.
So I'm a PG County girl, although I do live and have an office in Annapolis. PG County is really my home.
So what else do you want to say about like your business, like where Annapolis is going and growing, and your business is growing with it? Or?
Well, I don't know. You know, everybody's different, and I'm not that politically tied in to Annapolis and the know-how and everything like that. I do allow people to park their motorcycles behind my truck.
I'm telling you, I emailed you those pictures.
Okay,
I got one. When you look at it, you'll see. When I left, I got one, and all the reflectors on your truck lit up.
Okay.
So, so motorcycle behind the truck. So how, maybe do you ride on the back of motorcycles or you go out riding?
No, I don't do either one, okay? It's the truth of it. And it's just a matter of, I handle these injuries. I see the pictures. It makes me too nervous.
You're just a friend of the motorcycle community.
Yeah, and I believe in the right to ride. I believe in the freedom to make your own choices within the laws. And so, you know, my riders insisted on me getting a license, really.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, get your license. What are you going to do? So I did go out and get it. And it was difficult. You know, I can ride a motorcycle. And, you know, I'd ride a dirt bike when I was younger. But I don't like to be on the roadways. I don't like to trust these other drivers. But it's a matter of choice. That's my choice. And I think that everyone should respect riders' choice to ride. It's a way of life, really.
So is this what you see yourself doing, injury law for...
The rest of my life, I'll be 90 years old, hobbling up to the courthouse going, my rider was not at fault. You know, but I handle car accidents.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, the bulk of my business is car accidents. But what happens with those people is that they send me their friends, their family. Once I do a great job for somebody, they refer in business. So I don't really advertise as much on the vehicle accidents, but I like all the riders to know that I'm their man, so to speak, to go to.
And so now you have two practices, one in Maryland and one in Tampa?
Correct. Yeah. I have two different offices. One office is in Town Center. And the other office is Tampa, Florida, which is on the West Coast.
And are they both Lady Law?
Yep, both Lady Law, definitely.
Same website for both offices.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, I think I'm just about out of questions.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to share about yourself? People are going to be so interested to like know the real person behind the intimidating Lady Law trucks.
Well, you know, the real person behind it is, before I went to law school, my little brother's disabled.
Yeah.
And it really gave me a drive to fight for injured people in general, and in particular motorcycle accidents. But, you know, in every case. And, you know, Maryland is a tough jurisdiction. You really have to fight hard because these insurance companies are so aggressive. And if they know you're going to stand down, you got a problem. So if you want the maximum out of your case, my recommendation is go to ladylaw.com.
Yeah, that's good.